份不送流行美语。Larry 和李华一起去参观艺术博物馆，他们会用到两个常用语 ：overkill 和 write something off。
Larry， 听我的对了吧？逛艺术博物馆比看电影强多了呢。
Well, I agree, but the art museum would be even better if it served popcorn too.
这倒也是，要是博物馆里也卖爆米花、热狗还有啤酒，可以边逛边吃，哇，那该有多舒服啊！
Hot dogs and beer? I don't know, Li Hua. I think that might be overkill.
Overkill? 这是什么意思啊？
When you think that an idea goes too far, you can say that it is overkill.
Oh, overkill 就是过分的想法或行为。你是说啊，在博物馆里卖爆米花似乎还不错，可是如果连热狗还有啤酒都一起卖，那就太夸张了。
That's right. Here's another example. Elliot's boss thought about firing him for being an hour late to work, but then decided that that would be overkill.
Oh, Elliot 迟到了一个小时，老板本来想因为这个而炒他的鱿鱼，不过后来觉得这么做太过分了。对了 ，Larry， 博物馆这么好，我们天天来这里逛如何？
Li Hua, I really enjoy the art gallery, but coming here every single day would definitely be overkill.
哎，什么过分啊！你真没有艺术细胞哎！我的艺术气质啊，就比你浓多了。我看啊，我干脆去读个艺术史的博士好了。
It's fine to enjoy art as a hobby, Li Hua, but I think getting a PhD in art history would really be overkill.
哈，我开玩笑的啦。对了 ，Larry， 你还记得上次我们去华盛顿看兵马俑展览吗？
I sure do. That was one of my favorites.
就是啊，多好看啊！可惜展出的只是一部分。要是所有兵马俑都到美国来展览，那就好了。
I don't know. I was satisfied seeing just a few. I think bringing the entire collection here would be overkill.
才不会呢！要看啊，就得看全的，那个气势肯定不一样。我给你买张机票，你到中国去看吧。
Li Hua, it's nice that you are encouraging me to see terracotta warriors, but buying me a plane ticket to China is definitely overkill.
Larry, 你喜欢什么流派的艺术啊？是现实主义还是抽象主义？
I definitely prefer the realistic kind. Anybody can make abstract art.
人人都能创作抽象派艺术作品？那好，你创作一个给我看看啊。
I guess you're right. I shouldn't write off abstract artists so quickly.
Write them off? 这是什么意思啊？
When you write something off, that means you decide that it isn't important.
哦，就是小看，不看好的意思。你是说你不该小瞧了抽象派的艺术家？
Right.Here's another example. In high school, most people had written Jack off as an actor. So they were really surprised when he became a movie star years later.
我明白了，高中时大家都觉得 Jack 肯定当不了演员，可是后来他成了电影明星了，所以大家都很吃惊。
That's right.
对了 ，Larry， 你说这些艺术品的创作者一定都很有钱吧？他们的作品都卖得好贵哦。
Actually, I don't think so.Many great artists were written off in their own time, and people only started to appreciate them many years later.
那也是，好多艺术家啊，在世的时候不被世人看重，总是死了以后才得到人们的认可，真是可惜耶。Larry, 你喜不喜欢画画呢？
I thought of being an artist when I was a little kid, but I wrote that dream off a long time ago when I realized I was bad at drawing.
哦，你发现自己画画不行，就放弃了当画家的梦想了。
Yeah, but I still like to draw as a hobby. Even though I can't be a professional artist, giving it up even as a hobby would have been overkill.
要不这样吧 ，Larry， 把你最近画的大作拿来，跟我五岁时画的儿童简笔画来比比看，看看你有没有达到我五岁时的水平啊
？Very funny, Li Hua. I'll write that off as a joke.
各位听众，今天李华学了两个常用语，一个是 overkill。表示过分的想法或行为，另外一个是 write something off， 意思是小看、小瞧、不看好。